Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we covered the topic of cryptorchidism found under the pediatric section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 1-year-old child is brought to the pediatrician for his 12-month visit. The physician notes that the boy's testicles are inappreciable on exam. The medical record reports that the child's testicles had been examined at 2 previous visits. The mother is confused and asks if her son will need surgery. Let's continue with an introduction to cryptorchidism. Remember that this refers to undescended testicles. Remember that most testicles descend by the age of 9 months. Once a testicle is found in the scrotum, it is considered descended, even if on later inspection, it is not appreciable. This is not to be confused with a retractile testicle that are pulled upward by muscle contraction. In terms of the epidemiology, this is the most common disorder of sexual differentiation in boys. It has an incidence of 3-4% in full-term infants. It is more common in preterm infants, and it may be bilateral in 10% of cases. In terms of the etiology, it is associated with infertility and testicular cancer in adulthood. Moving on to the presentation, most patients will be asymptomatic. On exam, there will be no testicles appreciable in the scrotum. Remember that the testicles may or may not be found in the abdominal wall above the scrotum. In terms of the evaluation, diagnosis is based primarily on physical exam. An ultrasound may be helpful in identifying the undescended testicles in the abdominal space. In terms of the differential, make sure to think about absent testicles. With regards to treatment, medical management includes observation alone. This is indicated until 4 to 6 months at the latest. Another option is beta-HCG or testosterone injections. This is indicated after 1 year of age to assist in testicular dissension, but it is not always successful. Surgical intervention includes orchiopexy. This is indicated in cases where testicles are not descended by 6 months. The current recommendation is to correct as soon as possible after 4 months of age. Remember that early removal may prevent infertility and cancer. Another option is orchiectomy. This is indicated in cases when the testicle is found in the abdominal space later in life. Complications related to cryptorchidism include decreased fertility and in some cases infertility. There is also a risk of malignancy. Remember that there is a 4- to 10-fold increased risk of developing cancer in both testicles, even if one is undescended. The peak age of malignancy is 15 to 45 years. A seminoma is the most common malignancy. Remember that orchiopexy does not decrease the risk of cancer, but it improves prognosis by earlier detection. Other complications include torsion and hernias. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, it is very good to excellent in most cases, and most testicles will descend spontaneously by 1 year of age. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to cryptorchidism, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 2-year-old male is brought to his pediatrician by his parents because of a lack of testes in his scrotum. Physical exam confirms that testes are absent from the scrotal sac, and palpable masses are found bilaterally around the inguinal canal. If the child's condition is left untreated, levels of which of the following hormones are most likely to be decreased most when the child reaches sexual maturity? And the answer choices are: Choice 1, FSH. Choice 2, LH. Choice 3, testosterone. Choice 4, inhibin. Or choice 5, prolactin. The best answer to this question is choice 4, inhibin. Cryptorchidism is the unilateral or bilateral failure of testes to descend into the scrotal sac. This condition is associated with decreased sperm count and low levels of inhibin. Inhibin is made in the seminiferous tubules and acts as a negative regulator of FSH. In sexually mature males, the scrotum is principally important in temperature regulation during spermatogenesis. The seminiferous tubules require a cooler environment than normal body temperature to produce sperm. They can become damaged when chronically exposed to normal body temperature in cryptorchidism. Sperm count and inhibin levels are consequently decreased. This condition is managed surgically with orchiopexy, a surgery that moves undescended testicles into the scrotum and permanently fixes them there. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. FSH levels are increased in sexually mature adults with cryptorchidism because of an inhibition of negative feedback from inhibin. Choices 2 to 3. LH and testosterone levels are generally normal in patients with unilateral cryptorchidism, as normal body temperature does not compromise the ability of the Leydig cells to produce testosterone. In bilateral cryptorchidism, testosterone levels can be decreased, though it is spermatogenesis and inhibin that are more sensitive to elevation in temperature and thus more likely to be decreased. Choice 5. Cryptorchidism does not affect prolactin production. That's all for this review about cryptorchidism. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.